Blog Talk Radio. conservative nation media where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Are you there? Well, hey Bing, are you there? Okay, well, this is Robert, I guess, if this is coming through. And we're having some technical difficulties, but hopefully shortly Bing will be in here and we'll be able to get the show going. The things that conservative nation media does, and I'm not really sure if I'm coming through or not, but I just heard that it was saying that that I was unmuted, so maybe I can get something in here until Bing can get in. That we've tried to bring a shows that will get you the truth that the lamestream lying media won't get you. And with Bing's show, we should be able to do that once we can get him in here. Okay, Bing, you there? Well, I do hear some things kind of like in the background back there, but I don't hear Bing yet, but it could be phone troubles or something. But I know he's in there because I was just in there and... You there? Okay, I'll call back in just a few seconds and see if I can get in there from my computer, and maybe I can help a little bit. I'm not really sure. I'll be right back. information came. Well, I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. The being isn't coming through. I know he's there. I know he's saying something because it's been going for a while here. And I've gotten into the chat room, and I know I'm coming through. So, but I'm not exactly sure what's going on his end. One of the things that I was talking about on my show on Friday was this 102-year-old lady that had caught coronavirus and was and actually got over it, and she had something that, you know, she talked about that she's always stayed positive, and that's one of the things I think is really important. But other than that, I'm not really sure, you know, what to say today, because I didn't have anything planned or nothing. But let's see here. See if I can zing in here and see what's going on. I heard.
Robert, can you hear me? I know it's probably going to echo. Maybe not now. All right, I'm calling in on my landline, so it's going to be a little delayed and creepy, but so I can figure out what's going on. I've got something that's not right. But anyways, I wanted to talk about some of the new stuff we got going on, and on the Bite Me in the Basement website, which I started that originally because I was searching around and so on, I figured, well, I've seen this Rush image logo thing that he must have did. And so I started Bite Me in the Basement, and that's the logo that I seen, and I'm saying, God, I want that. And there was nobody, the logo, and I took and looked up the DNS server. It was available, so I took it. And so at that point, I created a website called Bite Me in the Basement, and that basically mimics Job telling everybody else in his campaign Well, look, I'm staying in my basement. Come bite me, because I'm not coming out, because that's my attack strategy. But that's what to start all this back up again. And obviously, I don't know enough to get my voice out on here, but I'll figure it out. At least from the studio side. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I'll figure it out. But anyways, I started up this site. It's called bite.com. And while it's not totally up to snuff, it's what I call consumer grade ready. So I'm deactivating it for now, which is the maintenance mode.
Okay. Bing, are you there? You were working there for a little bit. I was actually hearing what you were saying. But, you know, he was talking about his website that he's getting going, and I think he probably already has going, I would think. I could actually go there now and see. Let's see here. Let me see. Bite me in the basement.com. And it's there. We got it. Good. I'm glad. Yes, Bing, this one's that is working. It's there. Exposing the left and standing for truth, justice, and the American way. I like that. And it has all kinds of stuff on it. The DNC and DNC disaster. Warning this happened in Portland shithole, Seattle by Antifa and BLM to a couple. And I reported that on my show yesterday, or not yesterday, but on Friday.
Can you hear me again, Robert?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you again, yes.
Okay, I love Becky, and I'm having to do this through the phone, but now I can hear myself in the headphones, and there's no latency, so I don't know what's going on.
Usually what I do with the show is I just do direct connect. My phone won't work on here unless I call in as a guest. So I call in with the host number, and it won't let me. So I always called in with the Direct Connect.
Well, that's what I did.
Oh,
and it didn't work. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I mean, I've been through worse stuff than this. So. It's just that your inaugural launch is kind of like, you know, you really want to go halfway smooth. And I was praying to the Blog Talk Radio gods, and that didn't happen. Obviously.
God. Obviously, I got into your Bite Me in the Basement. It's there. I'm in it right now, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to explain to people is go there, sign up. There's a login, which this is not like your regular website. I've got BuddyPress installed, which allows you to go ahead and create your own forums. We've got a talk show host forum in there, so you can upload assets and do certain things. You can create your own profile. You can share things with your friends. You can share things with Twitter, Facebook, other, you know, social sharing things. And it's a work in progress, but I had to open it up because we got to get stuff done. So.
Yep, I'm in it right now. Actually, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to the different forums on there. You can create your own forums. You can create your own groups, so you can have your own buddy groups and that kind of thing. And then also, what I'm looking for right now are authors. I need authors to write me some content so that I can put that on the front page. And so what I'm looking for is, if you want to be an author, go ahead and contact me. There's a contact button up there you can contact, and that goes right to me. Tell me your name, and if you want to be an author, what you want to do to help contribute. And I'll set you up as an author role, so you can go ahead and, you know, write articles and submit them, and submit images and, you know, videos and all that kind of stuff. So it comes right to me, and I approve it. So it's going to be like a news site, but it's going to be conservative, run by conservatives. And the reason for this is to get Joe Biden from the White House and to keep Democrats away.
That sounds like a good idea. I'm in the process right now of signing in. Or actually, maybe not signing in, but registering.
Well, good. Hopefully all that works. I've been working on this thing like for 2 weeks now, and it's just like endless. It's 12 hours a day sometimes. And, so I'm trying to make it look good. I'm trying to make it flow halfway decent. And
is this on WordPress?
Yeah, it's WordPress. And WordPress
okay,
is
good.
Funny.
I can sign into that.
WordPress
because
is funny these days. What's that?
Yeah, I can sign into that because I've got a... That's where my blog is on WordPress.
Well, WordPress is funny, Robert, because it's kind of like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Because you can own a Barbie doll, but you got to buy all our friends, which are... It's kind of like the same thing that liberals do, that... You know, they get into power and then they want to buy all their friends.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But look, Brody, I just want to say, just take, you know, I don't know what happened with my connection here. Everything was looking good. I'm going, you know. But you know how that goes. It just, with BTR, it just, for some reason, poof.
Well, there's been a couple of times I've done my show where... When I get back out of it and I start listening to it, the only thing there is the stingers and the advertisements and things, but my voice is not there. I've done about 3 of them that have been that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll have to get this sorted out. I'll work extra hours to figure out what's going on. I just don't know. Oh, my God.
Well, you're in there now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. It just makes me cringe when my mic don't work, and I know it's working. So I've got some kind of plug or something not hooked up right. But
yeah.
I'll get it fixed up.
Well, I'm sure that you'll get everything going. But, you know, it's like I'm trying to get everything into Dropbox so that if I can get you, you know, we used Dropbox before. So I can take everything out of the studio and you can just go to Dropbox and pull it right back in again.
Right.
Because I think I've got...
Well, the thing is, that's fine. I host all my assets over here. I think I sent you a bunch of the drops and so on, but the deal is that, you know, I got to get my mic going first. So, I mean, you know, I got that very white, sexy voice going on, you know, on the mic, you know. I just can't get it. I just can't get it to send to Blog Talk. So. And it's been a long time since I've done this, so no excuses, but, you know, I need to figure out what's going on.
Well, I know the other day I went into Player FM, where all of the shows are, and I went back to your last show that you did, and I listened to it, and that was about 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And, you know, that intro that I did, that should have came through.
I haven't heard it because I didn't get in early enough, you know, because I was kind of goofing around trying to get in there, and it wouldn't let me see the get into the chat room without signing in. And I wasn't sure if I signed in, if it would knock you out, but I knew it wouldn't because I've done that before.
Yeah, maybe it's a conspiracy. It's a global conspiracy, like the mail, the postal service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump trying to suppress the vote. You know, now when are these people concerned about suppressing the vote when, you know, they are all for not having voter ID? Which, if you don't have voter ID, you're for voter fraud. You know. And, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, these people will pull out anything out of their butt. Lies, and you got the media backing them. And they're more liars than the Democrats are.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We need to fix this, and we need to get the vote out, and we need to inform people. So, hence the reason why I started that website, biteinthebasement.com. If everything seems like it's working, share it. If not, you know, just go ahead and email me, and I'll try to get it working.
Well, everything seems to be working so far. I know I called up Kathy, let her know your show was going to be today. And I also talked to...
She's probably laughing because I could not get my voice out. But you know, we all. Good.
Oh well, I was looking at the pictures that you have up on your on the page on Blog Talk Radio, where you got that one. I am a traditional American. I will not be ruled, and that's the way I end all of my shows. You know, we will not be ruled.
Right. I mean, we might have some downfalls here and there, like tonight, but you know, I'll get this figured out. I don't know exactly what happened. But do you want to hear some Bullwinkle?
Sure.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure. There's always room for one more.
I remember that show, man. It was so controversial at the time.
Oh, Bullwinkle, yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket J Squirrel, all the other cast of characters. But yeah, that was back in the day when you could get away with that and not have to suffer repercussions from Democrats and, you know, crazy libs and Republicans.
And Republicans, Yeah, that's one of the things I'm constantly talking about.
Cloth, you know. It's amazing to me that, like I said the other night, that they want to tackle, you know, they brought the House back, Nancy Pelosi did. God, I don't know about you, but I can't hear her voice without wanting to scratch my fingernails on a chalkboard, because that's what it's like.
Her voice is cringeworthy, that's for sure.
it should be in a horror movie. Somebody should digitize that. in my opinion. But, yeah, I mean, and they're talking about this big post office hoax, and Trump's trying to steal the election. And I watched Barack Obama, his speech at the DNC today, or the other day. And I'm sitting there going, this guy is freaking nuts. He's talking about Trump, you know, bashing. It was all bashing. And how he's not fit for the job and all that. So you're fit for the job, I guess, Barack, if you want to investigate your opponent in an election? I mean, is that how you're fit? I mean, are you fit
that's
for
not,
the
that's
job?
That's not how we do it, but that's how they do it.
No, but think about this. And I was thinking about this today again. I think about this a lot. Imagine a world, or at least our country. What the heck was that?
I just opened up some curtains.
Damn, you got some screeching loud curtains.
But yeah, anyways, light into this room.
Imagine if the country was all conservative and there were no liberals. What a beautiful place it would be.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm thinking, God, we would not have college, universities, and even elementary school indoctrinating our kids on false policy. We would not have, you know, people tearing down statues and, you know, just rewriting history. The cancel culture, that would be gone. I mean, it would be a utopian world.
Yeah.
Here we are with liberals.
I totally agree with you, but the only thing
but
I could
stuck.
See happening with something like that would be we could absolute power corrupts absolutely, and then we'd have absolute power, and then something would go wrong on our end.
Well, I was listening to Barack, and he's talking about democracy all the time. Democracy. Well, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. And, you know, we did mention that a couple times, but it was like a side note because these people are just out to lie, cheat, fake their way in, and they've got the media liberal media behind them to help them along their way.
Yep, yes, they do.
Yes. And it's sick how people think that, okay, just because they might not like Trump, okay, I get that. All right, but why are you voting for Biden? Ask them one thing that Biden has done for blacks, for whites, for the American people, and most of them can't come up with one single idea.
Yeah, that they can't. Because if they come up with an idea, 9 times out of 10, it would go against their agenda.
Yeah, you know, it would go against their talking points. But we have to stop this now because this is very important, at least to me, and my family and my children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we have to start thinking about, too, is our grandchildren, because...
Yeah, we'll be long dead and gone, and they're going to have to pay for this. You know, $30 trillion, you know, your energy bills increasing by 3 times if they want this green new energy thing going on with AOC and Bernie. You know, property taxes, everything. I mean, I really wish that people would vote with their feet and get the hell out of these states and cities that are governed by liberal Dems. Because it's only hurting themselves. And in a way, I kind of, you know, don't want to wish that on people because I don't want a bunch of Yankees coming down to Tennessee. But,
I you know, understand that one.
You know, we got plenty of room for you. It's just don't try to come down here and change the way we are, because we're perfectly happy with the way we are.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the one thing that I did, though. I went and moved from Indiana, which was a conservative state, and I moved back to New Mexico. Well, when I moved to New Mexico, or when I moved away from New Mexico was solvent. It was a state that was in the black, had a Republican leadership, and everything was doing good. Well, when I came back, that all of the funds that the Republicans had set up to help the poor people and things like that, it didn't take one term of this governor that we've got now, and it's all gone.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it don't take long to change things, you know, and it especially when other people, like voters, are involved in the change. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long at all. This country can transform down to Venezuela in a matter of a couple months if these people are elected in.
Yeah, and it would, too. That's what I've been saying for about the past 2 years now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe that the Democrats actually took the House back as hard as they did. Because that just kind of threw me for a loop.
Well, they did. And, you know, that hopefully we'll get it back. I pray to God that we'll get it back. Robert, I'm going to insert a stinger here again, or actually a promo, but it's very good. I've used it before.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 Cent, Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you got to know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant, like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there is still time.
Crazy talk. Your parents got to meet a real dummy. They realized what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lab?
I'm sorry I had to do that.
Yeah, that was good.
I had to say, I had to play somebody that actually touted God and religion on the show. Oh my God, I'm going to rot in hell for that. I'm going to be attacked by liberals.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while myself. It has to be done.
Yeah, it does. I think what I might do tonight, Robert, is go ahead create a podcast, and maybe we'll just, you know, tack it on. I can add podcasts now, by the way, to the website, the Bite Me in the Basement website.
Oh, okay.
So all your podcasts, and each one has an episode and a number, and I can track all the people that listen to it, that downloaded that. Kind of,
oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
I haven't gotten to that point yet. Right now, there's a couple things I'm trying to fix, like adding comments and the fonts and stuff like that. I mean, just little things, but we'll get there. I mean, I'm not afraid.
Well, one of the things that I do before I start my show, because there were several times that I ended up without my microphone working, I'll get everything set up the way I want it to be, and then I'll dial the number, and then I'll stop it immediately, and then go to that test microphone, and I test it to make sure it works. And that way I can find out if it's actually working before I even start.
I went to the test microphone thing. I went to the test microphone thing, and it didn't do anything. So, I don't know.
They used to have a thing where they said, welcome to the using diet for mic testing. After the prompt, say your thing, but there is no prompt. Once he stops talking, then if you start talking, something will happen. And that took a little bit of doing on my part to figure that one out. But there used to be a prompt there. And there isn't anymore. After he finishes saying what he says, then if you start talking, then it should show up if it's there.
Well, maybe that has to be set. I don't know, but I tried it a couple times, and I didn't get any results from it. So what freaks me out is that my microphone works on the outputs for the same everything, you know, and you can hear the stingers, you can hear the promos and all that kind of stuff, but you can't hear my microphone, so that's what's tripping me out right now. So I gotta try to figure that out. I mean, hey, look, your first show is probably gonna be a bomb, and I just didn't want to, but you know, it is what it is, and we'll get over it, you know. But I'll do about podcasts or something tonight, and maybe we can combine them and or do something, I don't know.
Well, I know as soon as this show's over, probably within about 10 minutes, this show will be on Player FM. It's still adding.
Let's not do that. It ain't ready for prime time, man. I'm just telling you, it's just not. But if I do a podcast, I can replace it, I guess, maybe.
I know there was about a year there after everybody stopped doing their shows where I just kind of burned out and I just stopped. And I didn't do one for about a year, and then I came back and started doing stuff again. And that first couple of shows were just like, I'd never done anything before in my life, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
That's about where I'm at right now, because I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on here? Because I know everything else is going out, but my microphone, and I can hear it. I can hear it in my ear. I get a sound check on Audacity. I know it's recording Audacity. So I don't know. I should have just probably let it up Audacity and had it set to record. That way we could have just replaced the show, but I don't know. I mean, I got to figure this out. It's just aggravating as hell.
Well, I know it's working now.
Yeah, it's working because I had to call you up. But, you plan for the worst and expect the best, and I got neither. I got the worst, that's definitely.
Well, I usually plan for the best and expect the worst, and then if whatever I get, then is usually better than I'm expecting.
Well, figure if I plan for the worst, then anything above that is icing on the cake. But
absolutely.
In this case, it was. But I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast and do my show like I normally would do, and then we'll load it.
Okay. So, did you do something to your mic again, or? I think you have yourself scheduled for 1 hour, so that's getting up on the towards the top of the hour again. So, I guess that is the first show, I suppose.
song will carry the dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. I am America.
Love that song.